Mary Thomas has a preview this morning of the latest short film festival taking place this week at Cincinnati World Cinema.
What do Jenny Agutter, Cincinnati-based Mirepoix Pictures, and a jellied cat have in common? They're all part of Cincinnati World Cinema's Shorts Fest. CWC does various collections of short films each year. Some are programs of Oscar winners and nominees. Others are traveling programs curated by other entities. Cincinnati World Cinema has culled this program from a huge array of award-winning, festival-winning, and downright entertaining films. In fact, instead of calling it by the generic CWC Shorts Fest moniker, it could easily be tagged an embarrassment of riches. All the films, despite country of origin, subject matter, or filmmaking style, can easily rank with some of the best films you'll see all year. Jenny Agutter is an accomplished British actress, noted for her work in Nicholas Roeg's Walkabout, John Landis's An American Werewolf in London, and Monty Hellman's underappreciated western, China 9, Liberty 37. She stars in a 10-minute gem that begins the first program, called At Dawning. A woman is trying to quietly move on from a one-night stand and put the whole miserable episode behind her. A man falling into a tree outside the bedroom window delays her departure. Who is he? How did he get there? And why is he in the tree? You'll enjoy finding out. Cincinnati's Mirepoix Pictures made Held in Sway, one of the entries in the annual 48-hour film project. Made in 2007, Held in Sway was selected as one of the 10 national best of series in that year. You'll want to see why for yourself. A jellied cat? It has to do with the funniest 1.5-minute animated film you'll ever see. In a nod to the Halloween season, there's a creepy horror tale about a young teenage girl babysitting her younger brother when the lights go out. The Ten Steps is classier and more chilling in 10 minutes than all of the mass-produced horror mashups being churned out on a weekly basis by the alleged professionals. It's from Ireland and is the best film of the series. There are also films from Iran, Sweden, Canada, and the UK, as well as plenty of representation by U.S. filmmakers. CWC Shorts Fest is showing Tuesday and Wednesday at 7 p.m. in the Cincinnati Art Museum's theater, and each evening is a different program of films. To avoid making a tough choice, just plan on going both nights. You will be cinematically rewarded for your efforts. As is Cincinnati World Cinema's practice, there will be discussions after each evening's films. The four filmmakers from Mirepoix Pictures will be there, two each evening, to talk about their filmmaking experiences and discuss the other films. For more information about the entire festival, go to our website at WVXU.org for a link to Cincinnati World Cinema. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Larry Thomas.